All right, welcome back to the Majority Rules Podcast. I'm Drew Roth, Laren Erson. Today, a special episode, the final episode of the Majority Rules Podcast. And we're here with head coach Michael Flutie and senior Andrew Lovejoy. So thanks for coming on, guys.
Yeah, thanks for having us. Yeah.
Appreciate it.
Really excited to talk to you guys. I wanted to get with Coach Flutie first. 26 years coaching golf. Tell us a little bit about that journey.
When it started out that way, I really didn't intend for it to be that way, but it ended up, I just fell in love with coaching and with my teams, and started out at my alma mater, Southwestern College in Winfield, Kansas, coaching both men and women, and working full-time as an assistant coach or an assistant professional at the local golf course at Quail Ridge Golf Course. So that's where it started. Coached there for 6 years, mostly with the guys. But before I left, I started a women's program that I had for 3 years that ended up being in the national tournament all 3 years. And the third year before I left to come to McNeese, we finished seventh in the nation. That kind of built the fire for me in coaching, and I got an opportunity to go down to McNeese State and ended up staying there for 17 seasons and until they discontinued their program a couple of years ago, and I got an opportunity to come to Millsaps. I'm glad I made the trip up here and got some really great student athletes here. Enjoyed working with them, and we're still working hard to try to build the program. Both men and women, the guys are a little bit ahead. I think it's going to be probably 2024 will be a big year for the girls in terms of getting some players in here.
And Andrew, for you, how did you start playing golf?
So I started, my grandparents lived on a golf course back home, so they would bring me out when I was like 3 or 4, just, hit the ball around, and kind of just got hooked on the game since then.
So, Andrew, tell us a little bit about some things that you're involved here at Millsaps. Obviously, as a senior, so I'm sure you've been able to entrench yourself a little bit in the Millsaps community.
Yeah, I'm not involved in too much, just the golf team and my academics, and I'm going to the military, so I've gotten kind of involved in like just kind of working out and getting ready for that. So that's kind of taken up most of my time in the last like year and a half, really.
What branch?
I'm gonna go in the Coast Guard.
Very cool.
Yeah,
very cool. That's cool.
So what are some keys to success in golf, and like what type of mentality does the team bring into every practice?
You want to answer that?
Well, in terms of a mentality, I would hope they bring a mentality that says I want to be better, I want to improve. That's our goal. When I got here 2 years ago, I told both teams we only have one goal, and that's improvement. We want to be better players. We want to be better students. We want to be better sons and daughters. We want to be better teammates. So our whole concept is built around let's make ourselves better.
And, Andrew, for you, golf is a very, mental sport. You got to have a lot of, mental fortitude. So, what do you do to, bounce back from a bogey, a double? What do you do?
So, before every round, I usually have, some type of playlist, and there's always either one or two songs that I get stuck in my head. And so, after, a bad hole, I'll just, start singing, whatever song it may be. And usually, a birdie will happen, or just a string of pars will happen to get away from that bogey. And that song just kind of sticks with me for the rest of the round.
Yeah, I saw you mention doing some workouts, Andrew, mm-hmm. as far as getting ready for the military and stuff. I actually do some workouts with one of your teammates, Samuel Boyette.
Uh-huh.
So I do some weight training with him. What is the weight training program like for you guys, and how does it play into your performance?
So over the past year and a half, we kind of just really taken our weight training individually, because every person has specific goals that they're trying to meet, whether that's hitting the ball. We're all trying to hit the ball farther, but you know, maybe they, you know, try and lose some weight, gain some muscle, stuff like that. So over the past year and a half, it's really become more individualized, and some guys may be doing like more like resistant band training or like more like strength, like Olympic power lifting, stuff like that.
So how, I actually heard you guys speaking about this as we were sitting outside. So how much does weather play into the performance at a tournament?
Well, from a coaching perspective, I think it can be huge. I was talking to Chris out there a while ago also about the fact that in college golf, in my opinion, is really more difficult than even the professional ranks, because especially in the spring, the weather is extremely volatile, and we could be playing in cold weather, we could be playing in wet weather, we could be playing in windy weather. The golf courses are not in as good a shape as they are in the summer and in the fall. So particularly the spring, it can be really volatile, and it can play a huge factor in who actually wins the tournament.
And I also noticed, I was looking at you guys' schedule, you guys have some tournaments that start really early in the morning. So tell us a little bit about that discipline that it takes you to, you know, wake up at 5:30 a.m., 6 a.m. to get ready for a tournament.
Yeah, it takes a good amount of discipline to, you know, go to bed early, make sure you're eating the right things, because some days we're playing 36 holes starting, probably 7:30, getting done at 5:30 at night. So, you know, it's a long day. You got to be disciplined on, you know, what you're putting in your body, what you're drinking, you know, how your, like, mentality, you know, we were talking about, you know, mentality and stuff a few minutes ago, like how you, you know, go into a tournament, you know, knowing that it's going to be a long day.
And so with that being said, a big tournament coming up. How are you guys getting ready for that?
Big tournament coming up in Dixon, Tennessee. It's the SAA Conference Championship, both men and women. And one of the things I think that's helped us a lot over the last year is the fact that we bought all the players' memberships at Deerfield Country Club. It opened up our practice times all day long. We have access. So people who have heavy class schedules in the afternoon can play practice in the morning, heavy schedules in the morning can practice in the afternoon, and then on Friday afternoon, Saturday, and Sunday, we can all come together and get our qualifications done. We have access to a driving range now. We have access to a short game practice area. And those are key things that we need for continued development, individual development, and team development in golf. Because golf is kind of funny in this way, in that it's one of the rare few sports where you practice at a different location than where you actually play the game on the golf course. But the practice a lot of times is done in these individual smaller areas, in the driving range, in the chipping and putting area, the practice putting green. So it's not like playing basketball where everybody goes to the gym. And that's where we play the game there. That's where we practice.
Right.
So from that standpoint, golf is a little bit different. And I think that's really helped us prepare for it. And for this tournament, the big tournament at the end, where everything's on the line, mental preparation, I think, is huge. So we need to go into it with what we call an adjustment attitude. You know, when I was playing sports and basketball and golf in high school, and our coaches years ago would tell us that people needed an attitude adjustment. What we really need, now they got it backwards, what we really need is an adjustment attitude, the ability to adapt to conditions, the ability to adapt to our relationships with our coaches, with our teammates. So we're always adapting to different types of things. So that's why we work hard at trying to develop an adjustment attitude. So no matter what the conditions are on the golf course, whether it's windy or raining or what, our mental approach is the same.
That's a very unique skill to be able to adapt to your environment.
Another thing for in that respect is our what we call our response ability. Two words, response and ability. Our ability to respond to whatever happens. If we hit a poor shot and we hit the ball out of bounds, what should I be doing now? How do I respond to this? Okay, so that's a huge thing, is how good our response ability is helps us manage whatever comes along. So those are just a couple of things. Self-talk is huge. What we say to ourselves, what we think about ourselves, our self-image in golf, it's huge. It plays a big part in whether or not we're able to perform to our peak.
So. And Andrew, would you mostly agree with that?
Oh yeah, definitely.
Yeah, I gotta say, like, golf and basketball, they're very uniquely similar because it's a lot of things you could do everything right, and the shot just doesn't go in. So that's a great point. Just being able to stay with it even when things are going wrong. So
absolutely, because in golf, and you're right on target, because in golf you can hit a good shot but get a poor result. You can hit a poor shot, but get a good result. Okay, and it's the same way in basketball. So, yeah.
And for some maybe some of the fans that don't know, how do you succeed in this tournament? Is it an individual based thing to advance? Is it a team based thing to advance?
Well, we can advance as a team. The winning team will advance to the next level. But Andrew could win the tournament and advance to the next level individually.
Right.
Okay. So, yeah, there's a lot on the line there, and but we really try to avoid focusing on that. We try to focus on small things, because it's doing all of those little things, just like basketball. You do the little things right, and it all adds up. It stacks one on another. The more positive experiences you have, the more you have in your memory, that in memory bank that you can draw on to pull forward in tough situations. That part of it, I think is really unique to golf.
And Andrew, a couple weeks ago, huge tournament for you, placing in the top 10. Take us through that experience.
Yeah, that was, I just came off, a pretty rough tournament for myself. That was probably one of the worst tournaments I had in my college career. So I just went out to this one, just, it's my second to last tournament, just kind of go out there and enjoy the experience that I was going to have with the whole team. And it was going to be a long day. It was 36 holes the first day, then 18 the second day. So I knew just go out. I knew I could play, decent rounds. So just go out and just kind of, play my game, go have fun with it. And, the scores, happened. Shot 73, 72, 70, or 74, 72, 73, which, that was kind of what I was been expecting this season. It finally just all clicked for me.
Got it. Coach, outside of Andrew, who have you seen, stepping into a pretty key role for both of the teams, men and women's?
Well, for the men, I think, somewhat of a little surprise would be Will Danielson, a sophomore. Will had a really good fall. He in the preview tournament, the fall preview tournament, held on this golf course on Greystone. He actually finished third. He had a 69 in the final round, broke par, 3 under, and that sent a message to everybody that, hey, I'm here to play. So his scores were pretty solid in the fall. He stumbled a little bit. I think his best score so far in the spring has been 76. But he is a incessant worker, and he's always working on trying to make himself better. I think that he's ready. We've gotten some things figured out in the last couple of weeks. I think he's ready to perform. Gabe Brooks is another senior that has all kinds of potential, who could put up really good scores. And I think we have three or four guys that can end up in the top 10 for the tournament. We know we can play that golf course well because we've done it already. The key thing is going to be the weather and the conditions of the golf course. In the fall, the golf course was dry and fast. Now it's going to be wet and cool. Okay, and it'll be a slower golf course. We'll be, the greens will be softer. We'll be able to attack the flags a little bit better. But it's going to be it's also going to be cold. So much colder than what it would normally be this time of year. That's where our mental game is going to come in.
So Andrew, what's a memory here that you feel that's going to stick with you for the rest of your life?
Oh, definitely when we had Coach Pelch as our coach for a good semester. That was an experience that I don't think I'll ever forget.
Is it a good or bad experience?
Both. We'll just leave it at that.
Yeah, he's a very intense guy.
Is he a good golfer?
I don't know. I haven't seen him play, so I don't know.
Oh, man, that's good stuff.
Well, I think you guys should take him out on the course one time, play around with him, see how he does.
So we always like to close it out with asking, what is your guys' why, for why you coach and why you play?
For me, it's why I coach. It's the passion for the game of golf, and it's a passion for sharing the things I've learned over my lifetime with young players, staying connected with the young players. It keeps me young, keeps me thinking young. So I have passion for our youth. They're our future, not only in golf, but in everything in our society. So I want to have input to that. And that's my small way of being able to influence the way these people, the young people think, and maybe give them a different perspective that they wouldn't get today from some old guy like me.
And then for me, I love the game of golf, and you know, for me coming here, it's just an opportunity for, you know, continuing to play the game that I love. And yeah, just, you know, I love it so much I want to play it. Yeah.
That's good stuff. And we started this last time with baseball, but a little trivia for we'll actually have both of you guys, if you can answer it. There's five players on you guys' teams, four men and one gal, and they're from out of the country. Can you name them?
Trenton Yudith, Charlie Ellery, Annie Piggott, Will Danielson, and Connor Kreppner.
And on the women's side?
Well, Annie Piggott.
Annie Piggott. Yeah. Okay. I missed it.
That was quick.
I thought that would trip him up a little bit more.
Yeah, and I'm really glad that Andrew jumped in there because I'm not sure I can remember everybody's name.
Yeah, that's good stuff.
Well, Coach Foodie, Andrew, thanks for coming on the podcast, and for me and Aaron. That'll wrap up the podcast and wrap up this year's podcast as well. So thank you guys, whoever's tuned in. Thank you for listening, and we hope to be back next year with similar and better content. Yeah. So thank you.
Yeah. Go Majors.
Go Majors.